This week on Six Stars Only, we're talking about how MKBHD, over 1,000 videos, went from nobody to the most predominant YouTube tech review channel on really just three types of videos. We'll break it down and tell you how he did it on this episode. Let's roll. Mr. Jake, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. How are you? I'm hanging in there. I'm a little...
Yeah, I'm fantastic.
I'm stuffed up like I am every week, but it's a little bit less than usual, so... So, shock
assemble. Well, you know what they say. The best things in life are stuff. Not really. But this episode is stuffed with all kinds of good nuggets. This is Six Stars Only, if you didn't know, the podcast where we talk about going from knowing not a lot about videos to knowing a few things about videos and learn to become fearless video creators. And one of the ways we do that is by deconstructing the best YouTube and video creators on the planet. And there's no one better in the tech space or better known right now than MKBHD. He's a wildly successful YouTube creator, and actually is kind of like riding a high right now because he just interviewed the famous entrepreneur and founder of Tesla and SpaceX, Elon Musk, on his tech review channel. So I'd say that's kind of a highlight when like people are going to you over like, you know, the CNNs and the Wall Street Journals and these big media outlets. They're going to the tech review person, and he's super successful. Have you heard of Marquise Brownlee, aka MKBHD?
Yeah, so I actually follow him on Twitter, and I think I was actually talking about this earlier, but I didn't even know his channel was called MKBHD. I just thought his name, I thought he was just his name, like, you know, Marquise Brownlee, and he would talk about tech. Yeah, it was just like, it's his thing, and then, because I just, over the years, he's so big that someone like me that maybe not even necessarily is a kind of, you know, like a tech review guy that just jumps on stuff, but just, he's always the first search that comes up on YouTube. So I've just kind of intermittently, I've seen his stuff over the years. And yeah, he's a content creator, but he's also really involved on Twitter, which I spend a lot of time on, and just like social media in general. He's kind of just branched over into other platforms as well. But yeah, it's crazy to see how he just
went. He's gotten right, yeah, because it feels
Elon
like
Musk,
he's everywhere.
It blew my mind. The first video I saw when I was looking him up, like, dang, dude's killing it.
He's kind of got this aura around him that I feel like, you know, all the top performing YouTube channels have, where they kind of have this mystical halo almost when they get so big. And he is big. He has over like 6.5 million subscribers to his channel. Over time, he has racked up almost 1 billion views.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, 992 million views over just over 1,000 videos that he has published since 2008, I think. And yes, that doesn't include like his a self-posted video of like his 13-year-old golf swing. Like he's like trying to swing a golf club and post a video of himself online so you can see how he's doing, I guess. I don't know. It's still up there. As well as the much coveted sequel, 15-year-old golf swing analysis. Clearly not humble beginnings for
Mark. That's actually what the actual progression is. It goes from like 14 to 15 year old. It's like his first two videos, which is hilarious to me, but
it is, man. But now you see his videos, he's got like a ridiculous setup, he's got like sweet gear, he's got awesome products, he shoots on like an 8K camera, and he gets millions of views, and he gets like tech idols to come talk with him, and it's like, man, where did he start from? And like, I think the surprising thing about him that we're going to talk about is like, he's really only created three types of videos, and they're about less things than you think. Really, one main topic has enabled him to like rise to the top. And we're going to break down the numbers and like look at what that actually is and how he approached it from a creative angle. So, I just want to kind of start by talking about like, so we know he's a tech review channel, right? So if you go to his channel today, right, the massive channel, you'll see him like reviewing Tesla cars. You'll see him talking to Elon Musk. You'll see him with these sick, beefy desktop computers. You'll see him with all these phones stacked out, you know, because he has the resources and he has all these things. He has these slick camera angles with all these sliders and these cool things. And it looks stunning animations. It's great. The channel looks great. It's polished. He's got the best tech. But it didn't always start out that way. I think
close.
It's always kind of fun, no, to go and look at like his origin story, which we talked about the 13-year-old golf swing, but like his real videos that he made.
Yeah.
Starting out with like the least glamorous tech possibly ever invented. He's going through, he found like the remote control that his family had and is like talking about that on camera in like a little squeaky 13-year-old voice. Amazing.
He's so young here. Like, I'm actually just like browsing through, you know, sorting my oldest videos on YouTube, and it's just like 9 years ago. It looks like he's like 12, or I guess, no, 14. Yeah. And just the quality that, I mean, it was back then. Like, it reminds me of my own videos.
Yes, potato quality. It's like, I know. We've all made those videos. The difference is we didn't make 1,000 videos after that and hone it into something, and which is key. We know that the persistence is absolutely essential. But even I was surprised by, like, he's not even talking about physical hardware in a lot of these videos, mm-hmm. which makes total sense. I mean, he doesn't have big bucks to throw around and buy, like, a new, whatever, I don't know, Palm Pilot or whatever was hot in 2008. I think iPhone had just come out, but... So he was doing things like software tutorials for like Cam Studio, which is like software that would let you do fun effects on your camera. He, I kid you not, reviewed the built-in Windows calculator app.
That's
that
awesome.
Is a thing that he did. And he did. Like, he gave it the old college try. I guess he props was really like scraping the bottom of the barrel that week. Or maybe like he's really proud of that one. I don't know. But it's... You know, it's like talking to Elon Musk, calculator app. You know, there's like a pretty big jump that happens between then. And I was curious to see, like, okay, clearly those videos bear really no resemblance to the channel that you see today. Mm-hmm. But exactly how many videos did it take until you started to kind of see him turn a corner and start to look more like the channel that we see today? And so I scrolled, and I scrolled for many moons, Jacob. And do you know what I found?
What'd you find?
Here's what I found. I'll tell you. I found that it was about 380 videos into his channel.
That
I think it was
is insane.
At least a year or two that the like the content, the style even really begins to take shape into like a vaguely recognizable form as kind of like the tech review titan that it would become.
Yeah.
And I kind of you can kind of see it too because I think he has a few hallmarks of his channel. He's usually, when he's at his best, he's reviewing tech, he's breaking it down in a personable, friendly, and relatable voice, and he has ridiculously impeccable and polished production quality. High quality of videos, everything looks great. It looks like, you know, freaking Steven Spielberg just rolled up in there and decided to check out like the Galaxy Note 8 or whatever they're talking about. It looks sweet. And then you can just start to see some inklings of that because it's the day after he unboxes his first DSLR camera. You really see the quality step up. He's starting to get more comfortable on camera. He's reviewing some new laptop he bought and it starts to feel really like that channel.
Yeah.
But man, 380 videos to get there.
That, it just shows that's, I'm bad at math, but I'm just trying to like extrapolate. I've made like maybe 25 videos ever and it took him at least 10 times longer just to finally find his niche and like start running with it. So I don't know. It shows how much work kind of and just dedication it takes to just finding that one kind of nugget that like you can like run with. And it shows, man, I have like a long way to go, but in like a good way. Yeah. It's like, man, he did it. Like he made videos that look like mine, but all it takes is just sticking to just kind of, you know, going for it and, you know, failing, churning out videos of like, you know, calculator reviews and stuff like that to eventually refine it into an amazing nugget of content that you can just run with.
Exactly. And it goes back to kind of that thing we always talk about, which is like laddering up, right? If you can't make the kind of content you want today, like start with something that is accessible and start with what you've got and start with the tools you've got, start with the skills you've got, and then just grind it up and then make something a little bit better next week and then next week and then next week. And then you end up talking to Elon Musk, as we all do.
Oh, man. That's just the 1-2-3 kind of step, you know, grinding, making videos every day, and then Elon Musk interview here in like 8 years, maybe 8-9 years. That's my goal. If Elon Musk is even a thing, then
It is. It's crazy too, because I mean, it's not even his most popular video. I went and I was curious to see what are the bulk of his videos that got him all the views, subscribers, and success that we really see.
Mm-hmm.
And this is generally what I found is it boils down to like one topic, and it may not be the topic that you think just by looking at his channel today in 2018, but really the one thing that has really led to his success and enabled him to do things like talk to Elon Musk and review Teslas and do all this crazy stuff is just smartphone reviews. Yeah. Generally, like, if you look at his what's successful on his channel, it's mainly smartphone reviews. And you know that because if you look at, like, his top 100 videos, mm-hmm. the most popular videos, 76 out of the top 100 are about smartphones. Yep. So, right, for, like, 10, like, for every 10 hits that he has, not just any videos, but the most successful ones, like, 7 out of 10 of those, almost 8 out of 10, are about smartphones. So it's about a very specific type of tech. If you go and look even beyond that, you can get more specific. Like if you just look at his top 20 videos, 12 of those are just about iPhones. So literally if you just had him talking about iPhones, he would have like a good chunk of the success that he's
had.
Insane. Like without the iPhone, MKBHD would not be
Nobody.
MKBHD. He'd be like MKB standard definition. Okay. Would be like a cut below, I don't know. But you see it in his top three, too. His top video of all time is the OnePlus 6 review, probably because it's new, and again, it's about a smartphone. His second most popular is the iPhone X unboxing video, and we'll talk about the unboxing video and the different formats he uses really frequently. And then the third one is the iPhone 7 unboxing. So again, like even out of the top three, mostly iPhones, all smartphones.
Yeah.
And I think that's something it's hard to keep in mind too, because like you see all the different types of videos that are possible in tech and you'd think, don't realize like, oh, 80% of that success is literally just from talking about smartphones.
Yeah. That's insane. I think also it just shows, you know, and like we've already kind of talked about this, but just finding what works and kind of just doubling down. And he, you know, the Elon Musk interview is obviously not an iPhone, smartphone, you know, like review. But kind of how you mentioned how just the formats of his videos, he just has, was it 3 or 5? He doesn't branch out and just, you know, try all these crazy new things. He just he uses what works and utilizes it. And he's refined it so much over this decade, which is crazy to think how YouTube's been like a thing for that long. But he's honed his craft and he stays in his lane and does it better than anyone else, pretty much on the internet. And that's just his niche and he's killing it. I mean, 20 million views. For was that the OnePlus 6, and then yeah, just so many. It's just insane how I'm just like looking at this list. It's just all smartphones. Beats by Dre's one, and like you mentioned, it's mostly just iPhones. Like it's just I don't know.
And there's such an advantage there too, because you can't be the best at everything. You can't cover everything,
exactly.
But you can be the best at one thing, and you can cover most things about like smartphones, for example.
Exactly.
And so it's a smart choice, and it's also a great choice because at the same time, he's niching down and picking that one thing that is really kind of staking his claim and getting all these views and subscribers in the door. It's also just something that is rising in popularity. There hasn't been a more successful or impactful device like in our lifetimes, arguably, than the smartphone. And so hitching, you know, your wagon to that star. Is that a saying?
Yeah.
Your wagon to the star. That is like the most Oklahoma thing I've ever said. So I also just want to talk and just break down for a second just the angles that he takes with his videos. Because like I said before, by looking at his channel and kind of the finished state, you would think that he's creating all these different types of videos and he's really running it through the ringer of like just every type of treatment you could think. But if you actually look at it and boil it down, really at its core, he's only doing three types of videos and three different angles on the types of stuff that he's putting out there. Over 1,000 videos, there's really three kinds that stand the test of time. And the first kind, probably the most common, is his unboxing video and just tapping into the novelty of something new. So this is something like, I think his top, you know, two or three are all about this, but there's a new smartphone out. I'm going to show you what is good about it, what's bad about it, and give you sort of like a first look or a look at something that you haven't seen before. And just kind of cashing in on that novelty, which I think is with a tech review channel, I think it especially works well there because, you know, tech heads are going to want to see the latest and greatest thing. We want to see what's new and we want to see how it stacks up to what's already out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really surprised by that, are you?
No, I mean, it makes sense, especially just with the, you know, the popularity of unboxing, basically any tech-related thing that's new and how it's just risen in popularity over the years. If you would have told someone in 2007, like, oh, yeah, there's a whole, like, niche of videos where people just open things that they get, you would have been like, what the heck? But yeah, no, it's he's just tapping into kind of a market that's already, you know, in demand, but especially with the highest, like you mentioned, the highest quality tech that's brand new, which people just love that. They eat that up. So again, he knows what works and he's kind of sticking his flag and he's the best at what he is. He's like the Baker Mayfield of, OU Connection. He's sticking his
walking
flag.
Walking his tiger.
Walking his tiger, beautiful. Taking rookie. That's a weird.
That's going to be a saying. Watch it go. The second type of angle or type of video that you really see him creating is like what I call the shocking explainer. And really it's just, you know, explaining things, which I think he does an especially good job of as a tech reviewer, where, you know, he just wants to teach you something, mm-hmm. right? So he'll explain, you know, how, you know, a certain thing works, you know, explains, you know, like some technical term or something that you've always wanted to know that you just haven't had explained before. Mm-hmm. I think kind of like his top fives could kind of fall in there or in a different category. But it's just kind of like he's breaking something down so that anyone can access it, anyone can understand it, and it's just kind of doing a teaching mm-hmm. type thing. Pretty common, but I think he does an especially good job because he's pretty relatable. Sometimes unboxing people can be overly aggressive or just not interesting or maybe unsettling, and he's just makes people feel comfortable, and I think he's a natural teacher, and that benefits him well here as well.
He just comes off as someone that, like, he gives me a well-rounded perspective, and if he were to give me a recommendation, I would really trust his recommendation towards something. Because, like you said,
exactly, he's like that friend that's not show-offy, but he knows what
exactly.
He's talking
about. Yeah, I trust what he says over someone that's maybe like a little too harsh, or like a little too, you know, some you could tell some people are maybe kind of fanboyish towards certain things, and I feel like he's just a very objective kind of review person that I can actually really trust. I don't really watch many tech review videos, but when it comes to phones or anything, I always watch his, and his always stick out because he just seems like such a nice dude that, and it just kind of exudes through his videos. So, and that's one of the reasons why he's as big as he is. And that's something that maybe he probably learned and honed over the years and how to be on camera, what have you, but it just really shows. And that's really kind of what makes him who he is, essentially. That's how, one of the reasons why he got as big as he is. So,
yeah, and of course you have the bread and butter, the review, which is probably his most known for type of video, where he's really, I'd say there's three things that make his reviews successful. And so I think one is just kind of like his interpretation of research. So that's like breaking down stats, breaking down tests that he's done and the actual real world usage into something that you can understand and apply to make a better purchase decision, to check something out, to tell your friends, whatever that is. He does a really good job of breaking it down and interpreting the research. I think he has good taste, and that's why he's able to give good off-the-cuff reviews. I think also just in terms of his production taste, he has a very highly tuned sense of like what will look good panning over the sort of the different things, over using graphics effectively, over actually putting himself in front of the camera when it would be easy to kind of hide and not put yourself in there at all. Mm-hmm. He's front and center, and it feels natural. It feels like, again, that knowledgeable friend that's not being a show-off.
Exactly.
And again, that just leads into personality. Mm-hmm. So that combination of interpreting the research in a way that's easy to digest, just being tasteful about it, about the way the video is created and about the tech that he's reviewing and how he's reviewing it, and doing it in a way that is just personable and you want to get to know the guy. That combination is so simple, and it's not, you know, some, it's not, it sounds like exactly what you would expect. You'd say, oh, of course that works. But the reality is, not many people pull that off very well.
Not at all.
And it's a reason that he's done that combination so well over, you know, 700 videos mm-hmm. that are really good. 1,000 total if you count Golf Swing and Camtasia Studio and all that.
The classic Golf Swing.
The classic. It's good. And then there's one last, I guess, kind of subcategory that he's starting to kind of ladder up into again, right? Mm-hmm. So he laddered up from Camtasia and these sort of like Windows calculator videos into lots of smartphone reviews. And he's kind of laddering up again into kind of like a tech thought leader, where mm-hmm. he's talking to people like Elon Musk, who admittedly don't have very much to do with creating or reviewing smartphones,
but
are just really cool to talk mm-hmm. to and are exactly the kind of people that his audience wants to talk to. And he wants to talk to you. You can see how excited he is. And I think that's why sort of these exclusive access interviews work, is because he's just a huge fan, a huge nerd about this stuff, just like like subscribers like I am. And I think that makes it work in a way that other people, it doesn't if you're like a professional news anchor.
Exactly. Yeah. He's one of those, there's, I guess the term social media influencer kind of like makes me cringe sometimes where it's like, you know, who's really an influencer or what have you. You mentioned he is someone that has such respect kind of just in like the online tech community. And it's not just tech. I'm on Twitter with like H3H3 and other kind of like big YouTube stars that aren't even like tech based channels that kind of just see like, oh yeah, like this dude's awesome. Like they trust his judgment. He is someone, one of the few people that truly just wears that crown of like, he's an influencer. His opinions, his interviews, he's just kind of crossed that echelon into, just an influencer. I don't know. He's big time now. He's so big that even I know, even someone that doesn't pay attention to tech would probably know who he is. If you ever watch that video on YouTube, you probably know who he is. Or will eventually.
Yeah, and it's such a neat thing to see. Mm-hmm. It's a neat thing to see too, because you even get like Apple will invite him as an exclusive group to check out, you know, like a new iPhone or computer or things like that. Which is like something that hadn't been done before. I think like specifically the iMac Pro, he was part of a select group of like bloggers and vloggers mm-hmm. that got access to it, which is the first time that something like that had happened by Apple. And so it's really cool to kind of see this crossover, and I'm excited to see where he goes in the future exactly. as he gets more and more opportunities like that to kind of break the mold and break out of just smartphone videos, which have really gotten to where he is today. I think the next, you know, 1,000 videos will look a lot different, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's exciting to see.
This is kind of off the script a little bit, but with the Red Letter Media video, we kind of discussed what we would maybe like to see the channel do, like in the future, like, you know, what kind of things we think that they could have done differently or new. Do you have any thoughts on, because you mentioned, you know, the next 10,000 videos, geez, next 1,000 or so videos as he's kind of branching into interviews. Is there anything that you would like to maybe see him kind of branch out into, or like, would you like him to focus more on interviews or just kind of tech related, not necessarily iPhone related, or do you have any thoughts about that or?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. I think because for the first 700 videos, right, it was the tech that was carrying his personality, right? The tech was the reason you came to the video, not his personality, because you didn't know him. You didn't trust him. He hadn't earned that right yet. But now that he has success and people are coming to him, kind of the script is flipped, if you will, and people come because of the trust they have with him and his personality, and the tech is secondary. They can get the tech from anyone, but they come to him because he's a trusted source, and they value his taste, they value his perspective. And so I think, hopefully, we'll see a lot more of that in him, because he is, like, pretty personable, something you'd want to listen to in general. And I'd love to see him interview more tech people. I'd love to see him talk about software. I'd love to see him talk about different new exciting hardware and weird stuff that comes out that is maybe pushing the edge or experimental, you know, VR, AR stuff. I think, yeah, more vehicles, more cool experiences that you get to watch him kind of navigate through and report back so that it feels like you're there. Maybe, you know, whenever you had that friend who got like a new video game or a new computer or went to on a cool vacation and they told you when they got back all about it. It's kind of like that.
Exactly.
I think it'll be like that, but for the tech world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I agree 100%. Kind of browsing through his video list, and like you already mentioned, you can kind of see that transformation of, you know, here and there of him kind of migrating towards just a general kind of influencer of, hey, like, I want to talk with Elon Musk about this. I want to talk with, I don't know, another influential tech person, but insert them here. Like, because like you mentioned, he's become bigger than just the tech itself in certain aspects, to where I would love to see his thoughts and like his candid just responses towards new things or the way things are going or, but yeah, just that Elon Musk interview was so, I didn't expect it. It sounds really weird because I just only knew him for like his phone reviews, and I saw him sitting down, like walking through the Tesla manufacturing plant, and I was like, "This is kind of like almost like a Vice type of produced thing, where it's like, hey, he's going in, he's doing, it's not necessarily a news story, but he's just opening other. It's a perspective, yeah, exactly. And I feel like he's intermediary between, because he's not like a scene in like a major news, but he's not just some like random schlub. He has enough pull now to where, and like you mentioned, he already has that Spielberg-esque quality in production to where he's able to make those maybe small 20-minute videos that are high quality, almost Netflix-esque production value, but something where it's just him personally talking about something. He's not influenced by something else. So I really hope he explores just kind of into that field more, because dude just makes awesome videos. Like you mentioned earlier, his production value is just so clean.
Which, by the way, on the note of the production values, can we do a quick deep dive into his exorbitantly expensive gear that he has listed online? I'm going to throw down the gear gauntlet and just like rattle through the list, because it is eyebrow raising and also makes me super jealous of the cool camera gear that he has access to. Which, spoilers, it is
so much money.
It's so much money. So let's go through like item by item the gear that MKBHD uses to produce his very nice YouTube videos. Big one right off the bat. His main workhorse camera body is the Red Weapon Monstro, which I think wasn't Monstro like the villain whale from Pinocchio. Is that what it's named after?
I think it was. Oh my gosh.
Anyways, I bet this costs more than it costs to animate Monstro, possibly $54,500 for big boy Monstro there. It's an 8K camera. Holy smokes.
I didn't even know they had 8K. I mean, I guess it makes sense. Dang, that's hardcore. I'm looking at pictures of it.
No, I don't even know if you can publish it.
It looks like something in like most places, you seem to find like the space shuttle.
That's crazy. Next level. So we got Monstro. We also have a Canon EOS C200, super nice camera for a little over $8,000. We have the good old Sony A7R III for just under $3,000. It's awesome, like Micro Four Thirds, lighter weight camera. So we got a few bodies there. We also have about 10 assorted lenses. He had a lot of wide angle. He had some macro, some Sony lenses, and then a really nice set of Canon Cine lenses. And all that together adds up to almost $20,000 in lenses. All pretty nice gear. But I mean, when, you know, lenses are your life, you know,
I mean,
I
would assume, obviously, he makes the money to, you know, to pay for it. So all props to him. I would buy that if I could. Like, man.
Oh, totally. Just buy the lenses worth like a new car. Oh, absolutely. Man. Audio wise, he's got a field mixer worth about $3,000. It's super nice. Got all the bells and whistles. He's also got a shotgun microphone, a Sennheiser. I'm not going to try and read that. The MKH416P48U3.
That like super distant exoplanet name, that MKH14. Exactly. Jeez.
The classic. MKH for MKB. HD. No, a super cardioid shotgun tube condenser. I feel like they're just making up words once you get far
just
enough in.
Marketing
it's a
words.
Shotgun mic. It is nice. He also uses a Sonkin Lav is the brand. And those together cost about $1,300. So it's less than I thought, actually. Yeah. Still a lot, but pretty, pretty nice. He's also got a small stable of sliders and tripods, which stacks up to about $3,500. So for those of you keeping score at home, drumroll please, that adds up to almost $94,000. Holy cow. So it's enough to fill up my Christmas wish list until I'm 103.
It's so
but
true. Oh, it's
he
so
puts
much
it
money.
To good use.
No, he does, yeah.
Man.
I mean, and you could tell. I mean, there's a certain point to where if you want it, your production quality to look next level, that, you know, you can use effects and kind of cheat it, but, you know, it's the ultimate you get what you pay for type of thing. And I mean, he makes it work. It's professional level quality videos each week, and it pops out, and like, it just, you can tell he uses the sliders and tripods to good use, and man, he's killing it in production field.
Yeah, I think he's got a couple employees now that help him shoot stuff and edit stuff. And so he's doing super well. Again, I'm super excited to see where he goes. And I think this was just really inspiring to me to actually run through the numbers, to look at his journey over time from reviewing. Man, I just keep hitting on the calculator. I'm sorry, man, but it's a calculator.
You have a calculator.
2009 was a simpler time.
Oh, man.
And we enjoyed simpler videos about Microsoft Calculator. But, man, how far he's come to from Calculator to Elon Musk, 1,000 video journey, and really just like on these three staples of videos where he has, you know, his reviews, he has his unboxing, and he has his explainers. And he just delivers. He has great taste. He's the kind of guy that you want as a friend to review your tech. And I think we can all take lessons from that to kind of take that into our niche, to have longevity, to have unique angles, and to kind of have that friendly, warm, plain spoken demeanor. I feel like that's something I can take back. Anything else that you thought wrapping up that you took away from his journey?
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of just hit all the bases. I think it's just, I've said this on probably 3/4 of every episode, but it's really just about staying committed and just keeping with making videos, because like Matt mentioned earlier, it took him, what was it, 300 something videos until he kind of...
Like 380 before
380 they got until he kind of hit his stride.
Watchable.
So,
yeah. Or before they got recognized. Yeah.
And, you know, even though a lot of his older videos, he didn't stick with that format or like, you know, those type of videos necessarily, he doesn't really do, you know, we're picking on that calculator, you know, that review, but he's evolved, but... Those videos weren't just, you know, lost videos. It helped him hone his craft and it helped him find what his kind of niche was, like what his lane was. And so the main thing is you just kind of grind every week and just try and make content as best as you possibly can. It might not look good. And then eventually you'll get to a point where you find, wow, people really like this. This really sticks with people. And then you just have to find that, run with it, and just hone it even further. To where one day you too can talk with Elon Musk and make videos where you drive a Lamborghini.
Well, I know you too can talk to Elon Musk, man. They have Bono. They have made many hit records. But I'm not in you too, Jake. I know. So on that note, I think we're going to sign off. And a good night to you too. And to you as well, Jake Arndt.
And to Bono as well.
And to Bono as well. So if you want to razz on me for my bad Bono dad jokes, go leave us a 6-star review. If you can't leave that, leave a 5-star review. We'll take that too. And go tell your friends who like film stuff, who like production stuff. Hit us up. Follow us up on Instagram, 6 stars only.
Definitely.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Leave us 5-star review and just give us feedback, because we really, really value that. It helps us be better content creators in our own right. And we read every single one. So... tell us what we did correctly. Tell us what we didn't do correctly. Just let us know what you think about us.
For every review I get, I'll take a dad joke out of the script.
Please, guys, give us more. I'm just kidding. I love Matt's dad jokes. I'm not clever enough. I'm not dad enough to make those jokes yet.
Wait, I'll teach you my ways. All right, let's get out of here.
See ya.
Peace.